More now of our special report tonight. When Gabby Petito left on her road trip, she invited the world to tag along through her social media and YouTube channel. But when she vanished, some people took the case into their own hands and became digital detectives, scouring social media for clues, hoping to unpack the mystery in real time. Here is News Nation correspondent Rich McHugh.
So everybody stop scrolling and pay attention to this poster. There's a missing person named Gabby Petito.
Gabby Petito's story became a national sensation seemingly overnight, and with that, it emboldened an army of social media sleuths.
Pause this, screenshot it, share this.
The hashtag Gabby Petito viewed over 867 million times on TikTok alone. 28-year-old comedian and TikToker Paris Campbell.
So I'm a new mother. I saw an interview with Gabby's mother crying, begging for people to help bring her daughter home. It just resonated with me. My main intent was always to assist in trying to help find Gabby.
She posted this photo, and it's the last photo that's been posted on her Instagram, but the caption is not like her normal captions. It said Happy Halloween with two emojis, and that's it.
24-year-old TikToker Haley Tumayan works in data analytics by day.
My goal is to share as many as I can, because you just never know who's going to see the video and who might know something.
Millions poured over the various social media posts, dissecting threads and theories.
Typically, her captions were a lot deeper, detailing her travels, tagging the location, and this photo didn't do it. Her family does not think that Gabby posted this photo.
They were posting all these photos together. This is them on their road trip. But then all the pictures after that are just him alone.
Body cam footage surfaced in Utah after an apparent domestic abuse incident between Petito and Laundrie days before she was last heard from.
What's going on? How come you're crying?
I'm sorry. We've just been fighting this morning.
I saw myself a lot in what was being reported about Gabby. You know, we're similar age. We're both engaged to be married. We're both YouTubers, and starting to see that she was possibly in a toxic relationship, which I've had experience with in the past. It just really like drew me to her.
And then after weeks of mystery, a break in the case online. YouTubers Jen and Kyle Bethune, reviewing video they had shot in Grand Teton on August 27th, noticed a white van matching the van Petito and Laundrie traveled in on the side of the road.
But here it is on the left. Kind of freaky for a late Saturday evening.
Turns out it was. They gave the footage to the FBI, who closed the area to the public. Days later, they found Gabby's body.
Earlier today, human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito.
But for the online community, the search for Brian Laundrie and for justice continues.
Hi, my name is Miranda Baker, and on August 29th, my boyfriend and I picked up Brian at Grand Teton National Park at 5:30 at night at Coulter Bay. I'm hoping this can help someone identify him, because I saw him from TikTok, which then made me call the authorities.
That video of their van in the park, former Marine and self-described audio video nerd Brett Shavnor says he took the raw video and believes you can see the door to the van actually closing.
And when I zoomed in with the 4K video, it was clear as day to me on a large monitor that that door looked to be closing. I got chills up my spine when I saw that happen. I posted that to Twitter instantly to see if anybody else saw the same thing.
Social media videos and information flooding regarding this Gabby Petito case is actually very helpful.
Michael Alcazar spent 30 years as an NYPD investigator.
Everyone, all the civilians, like they helped find Gabby, they're looking for Brian, right? They're looking for Laundrie. There's like Bigfoot sightings of Laundrie right now. Everyone's handing in images, grainy images.
There's something really powerful about a large group of people trying to get the same message across and a large group of people being focused on a single topic. And I think that the natural outcome from that would be some sort of progress.
If I can make a difference, then it's worth it.
Now, these internet sleuths we spoke with say they've been absolutely besieged with information, calls and texts and messages all night long, every five minutes of every day this past week, and yet they say they're going to continue. It's wild, Marnie. You know, our generation, we would go to the police or the FBI with a tip, but this generation, they turn to social media, and like it or not, this is a trend that's here to stay.
Well, and so much of the critical evidence lies in this digital trail that both Gabby and Brian left behind, that people do feel invested, Rich, in their journey and in justice for Gabby, ultimately, and they're not going to give up. There's a lot of people who care a lot about this case and about what happens next. Let's bring in Brian Enten now. And Brian, you have experienced firsthand the social media impact in your own reporting day to day, people following what you're doing and what you're putting out.
Yeah, we're seeing it every single day, people helping to solve this case. Every morning when I wake up and I look at my phone and I open Twitter, I literally have thousands of notifications of things that people have discovered online or in trail cams or in surveillance video from all over the country trying to help solve this. Perhaps the biggest example of this, which Rich mentioned in his piece, is the Red, White, and Bethune family. They were in Teton National Park at the end of August. They happened to have a dash cam on. They happened to see the van. They didn't even think anything of it. Last weekend, they're going through their video. They see the van again. They alert the FBI. Next thing you know, they discovered Gabby's body. So it's absolutely incredible that it's just people at home, regular people, that are helping solve all of this.
And if it was not for regular people paying attention, they may still be out there looking for Gabby tonight.